first of all, first things first. Starling, $218. What's going on? Is that right?
For the week?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's happening? You don't usually do that much, do you? How many weeks?
No. Well, I should get the phone and have a look.
Don't you know? This is your normal score?
I'm not sure.
I seem to think that you're making an increase. That's good. Anyway, if you may not be able to distribute a lot of books, but it looks like people are giving you money. We don't complain about that. I guess they're real high quality books you do, and people are so grateful they give you lots of money.
All glories. I mean, you know, we tolerate all different styles. You know, whatever works for you. New Age Sankirtan, whatever works for you. Find your own level, as long as the level's always going up.
Each one of you has your own path.
As long as the path leads to more and more books, it's okay.
Or if you distribute a few books and people, you know, like you so much they give you lots of money, that's also good. Emma. A little bit less for you, there.
No.
Yeah?
Less
Bhagavad Gita, but correct me if I'm wrong, but more small books.
Well, I'm failing that to be able to distribute books is pretty good, and
right.
To do more Bhagavad Gita, small books.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know that I'm noticing.
Right.
Juliet. That's come over you, Juliet. I used to think you were just a... No, I never thought that. But, well, you've turned into a real tornado. Very good. To hear how you're doing it. And even young Emma is going out. That's nice. As long as everybody tries. Carrie, is this your normal?
No.
Huh? Less?
Yeah.
Ame. Okay, I didn't get the last week's course for last week. That's why I'm a little bit off in remembering what everybody's norm is. Is it up for you or down?
It's a little bit up because you're getting $10 for Bhagavad Gita.
It's possible, huh?
Well, I revised this, the cost of them. I recognized that what I was asking for Bhagavad Gita was too low for our cost for us. So they're now $3.60, 69 cents each.
Let's see what the men are up to. Two sheets?
Well, one of them has everybody on there, and so the books break down the other sheet.
Okay. Matt. Is this a short week this week?
It was short, but no, that's short.
Hmm?
It was short, it was 5 days, but it wasn't short enough to.
Oh, Luke, he's your younger Sydney brother is
Luke's kind of squeaking over in there.
What's going on here? Interesting. Anyway, 1 week, you know, these things can happen, but.
More than 1 week.
Really? Just for a while you were doing about 800 a week, right? 700, 800, right?
No, up to a grand.
Yeah,
that range.
What's happened?
At first I was doing charity.
No, but I thought when you were doing
your books.
Yeah, still you were doing about 800, so was that so or no?
No, went down to about 6.
Well, you're coming from the Sydney school, where, you know, I wouldn't recommend you shy away from Lakshmi. I mean, that's kind of the background you're coming from, and that's where you'll be. holding forth. So, you know, Murami likes to make sure that you're always sharp in your Lakshmi consciousness, so I wouldn't kind of get away from that too much. You know, that's the way they do it in Sydney, and they're doing wonders in that way. They distribute their books to the congregation, so, you know, I want to make sure that you stay on the straight and narrow while you're here. Aaron? Mm-hmm. Where's Bhakta Vatsala and
are they on the other side? We're getting rid of somewhere out in the great North Island.
Now, what are the girls? You're still doing store to store, is that it? Oh, no. Things have changed. What are you guys doing now? That's why we need to have these meetings.
We're doing a mixture between the street and house.
Door to door houses. Which streets do you do?
We're a blockhouse, right?
You do the streets?
House to house?
Yeah, but where do you do streets?
Oh, we go to Takatona, Henderson, Newland.
Okay. How are you all finding the streets?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to put more time into getting people.
And what appears to be more productive, that door-to-door or the streets, or just depends on what time of day and what's available?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. There's no clear-cut, I see.
We'll do everything. That's nice.
I think door-to-door actually is a little thing. I think people seem to be in a very big hurry on the streets at the moment. Actually, you must want to talk to you when you're door-to-door.
Is that because it's winter or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it's cold?
Yeah.
It's cold out of Christchurch. And the wind and hail. So, all right. So you don't do shop to shop anymore, guys.
Did I run out of shop?
They don't want to see you again. You have to. How long do you have to wait before they see you again? I don't know. What was your conclusion about shop to shop? It started off, it seemed everybody was really, but then what happened?
Well, different areas get it. I mean, because some areas, a lot of people are going all the time, but as soon as they see you, it's like, oh, you know, another salesperson. And in other areas where not so many salespeople have gone, they were better. Mm-hmm. And we went to Pukekohe, that was really good shop to shop. And new places like that, such as everyone that's generally in Auckland, a lot of salespeople go door to door, they have signs, no hawkers and stuff.
So there's no more interactions with the city council about Queen Street now, because we're not there, is that it?
Yeah, more or less, nobody's there. Pretty much all the way around the coin, nobody goes there. At least.
So, that's the status. Where do you do, Aaron, when you do that? You can come in. Can you let Aaron through? Where do you do when you do the streets?
I've been very locally, just very close to the estuary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really good.
Dominion Road?
Yes, I went down just by a supermarket in the car park. And also, resting on just for a few minutes, I was waiting. We went to St. Luke's, the underground sort of car park. And I just had a few minutes to spare when I was waiting for another devotee. So I had some small little reservoir visual pamphlets and things like that with me. And I just in a few minutes, I passed out a few of those and got some good donations.
But generally, you get kicked out of there pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, I've heard we've got history with that place.
I'm sure.
It's mega hot, you know. Yeah. Whether it hasn't been done for a long time, so you get away with doing it for a couple of hours before somebody comes or not, I don't know.
Yeah,
what's that?
You can generally get away with it for a few hours. And as long as they come up and they say, you can just do it, and I thought, no. Okay, we just make sure we don't turn those books off again.
All right. How are the contacts going?
There's a lot of progress being made. We've gotten all the devotees have now submitted their letter for mass, you know, computerization. All so many devotees have written all their contacts down on the meetings, I finally got them all collected and given the poems out to them, so we're getting along on that department.
Are the devotees are coming up with contacts? You're meeting people and getting... Still no nectar sheets, huh? I guess I'm going to have to do this myself. Because otherwise, you know, I just... I don't hear enthusiastic reports. I lose my enthusiasm. So... So I can become more enthusiastic if I would hear these things. I guess I have to get on the computer and do it myself, otherwise it's just not going to happen.
Charlie made a nectar sheet.
Oh, where is it? Yeah, go get it. I'm sure you all meet so many nice people and you have so many nice exchanges during the day, and it's very enlivening to hear about these things. But generally what happens is two devotees talk about it and keep it amongst themselves, and... But
I hear so many of
them. Huh?
I hear so many of them. Always come back at night.
Really? You get to have all the fun. You know,
I asked you about whether I should make one. You said you were going to let them make one. Okay.
Well, that was my mistake. And I've suffered for it. Anyway, what's done is done. It's very enlightening to hear it, isn't it? It really, you know, it keeps you going. It's the,
I mean, that's a real nectar that the devotees get a chance to talk amongst themselves.
Hmm?
Would you like to hear one?
Yeah. Just like when I was coming up the stairs here, Aaron was out in the street talking to some Indian young lady, and she claimed to already have a Bhagavatam in Hindi from India, and she didn't want any books. She gave him $30. So these are for a week.
So I was thinking we just hash it before she could be talking
to you. Say it again now.
Well, we could even do it at that size or half that size, depending on how much, you know,
this is for what time period does this cover, or does it cover a particular incident?
Yeah, incident.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, as long as it gets done. What were you going to say, Aaron? Okay.
Late one night when it was dark, I was just talking to a nice, simple-hearted lady in the home, and she just brought this aside. She was really nice. And then I just stepped back to go further on to the next house, and then I saw a shadowy figure. It looked like he was waiting, looking at me. So I went up to him, and I showed him the Bhagavad Gita. He said, "Oh, I've already got that one. That's really good." And then he saw the high taste on top of my stick and said, "Oh, that's what I wanted." And then I realized he'd actually been watching and saw me. And my devotional clothes, and was waiting for me to talk to me. So he took the bucket, the high taste, and just gave me $20 straight on. And I talked to him more and found out that he'd been to the loft, he's been here, and he liked it so much that he left this home in Hamilton and moved up here to Auckland just to be close to the loft.
Oh, glory to the loft.
He met Paramsacha. And then I started to talk to him about why. He asked me a question, why you would chain Hare Krishna and Rama with his names. So I explained to him why it was so important. So I said, "Oh, would you like some chaining beads?" So I have one in my bag. So I just gave him the chaining beads and the chapter beads.
He's from Hamilton. He's a young guy. Do I know him, Paramsacha?
He just moved back to Oz.
Hmm?
He just left
Oz. Oh, he just went to Australia. Where in Australia?
He's going to go on a world tour. He's going to go through all the temples. Mm-hmm. I just found out in front of Sachi he's got cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why.
Amazing what a little distress does to you.
And then when I gave him a beat, he was so enlightened, he gave me another $20. So then, even though I already had the Bhagavad Gita, I thought, well, I've got to give this guy more. So I gave him the hard Gita I had with me, so he took the hard Bhagavad Gita. And I said, I'll just give you soft Bhagavad Gita to a friend of yours or something. That's all. Mm-hmm. And then he ran off for taxi. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's always nice to hear these things. Anything about sets? Any near sets or anything like that? Or I know it's a big task. That's something. Mm-hmm. What do you show them?
I take a fit.
Mm-hmm. To their house?
Yeah.
And then what do they say?
Well, I've only done it to one person. That guy that bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another man he wants to suggest it next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Next week?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that Indian lady from Sutcher?
They stopped coming.
Why?
I don't know. They just stopped.
Strange, huh? Did you call her up and...
I called her up and then she was busy and then I show up, what the set and I show her and she says, I'll get it later. We just came back from India. We haven't found any problems.
Strange.
And then she hasn't been since then. Right?
Strange.
And they were there one, two Fridays ago, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strange. Maya is strange. Don't fall into Maya. Maya is very strange. Maya can do the impossible. Don't worry. Play with Maya a little bit and strange things happen to you. No need to be surprised about it. So therefore these people act funny. They act strange. That's what you like when you're in Maya. You think whatever you're doing is so rational and well thought out, but it's very strange. How you can willfully commit suicide, willfully neglect, to serve Krishna, and agree to serve the cycle of repeated birth and death. So we go on with our duty. It requires great dedication. It requires great heartfelt dedication. One minute someone's interested, yes, 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 this is wonderful. Next minute, boom. It's the workings of the modes of nature. Preachers just have to tolerate it and go on. So, Juliet, what's going on here? You used to go out and just do a couple of books, and I have to hear more about this. You're looking much different. I just gave a whole week of lectures at Christ Church about how new devotees should not be subjected to discouragement by older devotees who say, "Don't worry, in a few years you'll calm down. You won't be so fired up." There's one new young man devotee there, and Kalasambar was telling me, just for this guy, you think someone joins the temple and wants to serve Krishna, that you get nothing but encouragement and wow, wonderful. But he said the guy had to run a whole gauntlet of various persons telling him, you're enthusiastic now, but just wait until the future. And and the guy practically just went and told Kalasambar, "Hey, look, I want to live here. I just want to serve Krishna. What do I got to go through all this for?" So I gave a whole week of lectures there about getting back to the basics and how the basics of Krishna consciousness does not conflict with our household life and our ambitions, our household ambitions, and so on and so forth.
I guess we're saying that some young people coming and living in the temple, and then just after some time, just leaving, just leaving because it was all too much for them. And that's kind of like, for me, I sort of say, well, what's the reason for that? And, is it because they're launched into some full-on service that they can't handle,
Well, one thing we have to understand, if someone is sick, you're never wrong in giving them the medicine they need. That's how Prabhupada described it. You are never wrong in offering a sick person the medicine. Now, it's a fact you can become a better and better doctor, but you are never wrong for offering them the medicine. So, people are supposed to serve Krishna. They're supposed to surrender to Krishna. You're never wrong in saying that. It's just that as you become more and more expert doctor, you know how to figure out different ways to induce the patient to take the medicine. But you're never wrong in just saying, "Here's the medicine. You should take it. You need it." You're not wrong. Prabhupada explains it like that. Preacher is never wrong for presenting things as it is. But it's just we should become more expert in the future, but we're not wrong. He said, they're all snakes, but you have to become an expert snake charmer. People will come, people will go. But we do want to hold the banner of devotional service very high. We can become better and better doctors. There's no doubt about that, how we offer the medicine. But you're never wrong in offering medicine. It's just like you're in a house that's on fire. And, you know, I walk by in the street and I understand you're burning in the house, or you're in the house and the house is on fire and you're going to burn soon. So I call out to you in my broken language, you know, for you to come out of the house, come out immediately, come out now, right now. And what will you say? You shouldn't talk like that so abruptly, and you shouldn't, you know, come out now. I don't have time to tell you anything. So get out now. And you say, hey, well, you know, you've got to be kind of more, you know, comprehensive in your explanation, and you've got to touch my heart more. Come out now. Get the hell out of the house now. So I'm not wrong. It's just, if I was a more expert, if I was more expert at it, I would probably figure out that you don't understand the house is on fire. You're wondering, what the hell am I yelling like that outside? So I'd probably, if I was more expert, I would say, you may not understand it, and you probably can't see it from where you are, but I see that your house is on fire, and I think it would be a good idea if you came out. Just like parents learn that in dealing with children. They, you know, they learn artful ways of getting children to do the necessary, because the children don't see why they should do something. So as far as the Christ Church Temple, Gaur Nitai is there, the holy name is there, Prasad is there, the spiritual world is there. We can become more and more expert at presenting it, but nevertheless, it's what everybody needs. That's what's there. Anyway, if you have the time to waste, you'll hear all. Discuss these subjects very thoroughly. It's necessary at times to go through all that because we should know what the standard is and not make up kind of excuses and reasons and then even give others these excuses and reasons. I'm very happy, Juliet. Keep going like that. You can go back to Godhead. It is possible. You can go back to Godhead if you want to. If you don't, you can stay here. But if you want, you can go. Krishna says that. You can go if you want. Don't ever let anybody talk you out of it. You can go back to Godhead. You can please Krishna if you want to. Isn't that the essential thrust of Krishna consciousness? Isn't it?
Let's go.
Isn't that the essential thrust of Krishna consciousness? You're supposed to be going back to God?
Yes.
Okay. Don't hit it this way and that way, you know?
I guess that's great. I didn't want to run out tonight.
You're the one who said something, so... All right, so what can we do to improve our sankirtan? Contacts. Ah, well, those three book cards, are they printed? Can I see one? To read there, but anyway, the first effort, it's nice. You know, the wavy lines there, it's kind of...
I put wavy lines there, he did. I put a different...
Yeah.
Something
much. Did you get on his case about that?
No, I haven't had time to get on his case.
Yeah.
And also, I had centered the front, and he didn't center. I liked it better.
Anyway, next time we'll do it ourselves. All right. So is anybody using these things yet?
Yes.
we haven't been able to use them because we have to mail them out. We just have had little problems getting the equipment to mail out. And
My point is that our devotee is going to also give them out to people on the street, or it's not meant for that, it's meant for...
Not now, because... not right now. I don't like this. We actually want to have a catalog, because a lot of devotees in their letters, they're saying, and here's a free book catalog also. I mean, a book catalog, so...
One thing at a time. I would recommend that I don't see any immediate rush in that right away. I mean, one thing at a time. First, send out the cards, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we do have some catalogs from the old ones from BBT with the wrong prices, so we were thinking of using those. They have a whole box of them at Darshan, and it's just...
I like to consider that. I'd like to see what happens myself once the cards get out there.
Yeah, well, we just have to send them out to the contacts that they already have. We only had 1,000 printed, so it's not like every devotee can just take them out and give them out freely right now.
Do any devotees want to do that, or they all want to kind of use the cards for people who gave their name and address?
Because we're selling...
Right.
Books
on the
street,
right.
And then
we're going to
have
to
keep
right.
Okay.
That's good. Right. Okay. No worries. Does it look like whoever's manning the office, does it look like we're getting enough contacts?
We've got 141.
So it is happening.
And also a lot of the people contacting and requesting book catalogs.
Really?
Yeah.
What percentage? Give me some numbers.
The men get a lot of, most of them,
they're
interested in book catalogs
and news
content.
All right. Do your thing.
So I was wondering if perhaps we could send that one that you sent in the newsletter that
comes from. I'd like to take a look at it just.
Mm-hmm. When they're requesting the book catalog, they mail something back or on the the actual sheet that the devotee, when he contacted the person, originally said that they wanted a catalog.
Under the comments on the contact sheet.
Same like the Vandekas,
devotees
are suggesting. Yeah. Who was Bhaktivinoda Salt that was saying that? Yeah, you got to be a little bit careful. Sometimes you can slant things in strange ways. It's fired up about something and not sure whether it's a reality or not.
What does everyone do when it rains up here? What do you guys do in Wellington when it rains? And you know how it rains in Wellington, the wind blowing like anything in the underneath the
United Kingdom.
Even with the wind blowing and all that, you know, I guess it's typical Wellington weather, right?
Yes,
I mean, even if you have an umbrella, it doesn't do any good in that kind of weather, you know? You have to have a whole rain suit on.
Which I've bought a good books, too.
Do people, I guess, Wellingtonians, they're used to that and they'll even stop in that kind of weather?
Yeah, if you're
high up and on,
you can pretty much.
Yeah, guys, that's fine.
They're already thinking of problems in North.
Wellington's very good.
Yeah. We were discussing, we have a sort of a problem that we, at the loft, there's so many young men that are coming, and they want to meet other men, they want to spend time with other men, and, you know, we have a couple people who want to move in, and now that the men are going, what do we do with these young men?
Okay, that's not really a subject matter for this gathering. Any other Sankirtan points? I shall take these results and analyze them. How did John do?
He did a deluxe Bhagavad Gita and an updated summary of that Gita.
Do you all feel that you're making any progress in this different approach of trying to actually meet people and build future relationships with them? Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
It was really nice for me personally to be able to invite people along to the loft, because you know, people are, you know, I think it's really amazing to preach and see.
Mm-hmm. Yes, John Bavati, she's thinking of after this year trying to do something, some kind of loft in Christchurch, because she's able to meet a lot of nice mm-hmm. people, but she doesn't really have a place where she can deal with them, and then she brings them to the temple because she's kind of very fussy, you know, everything's just not completely happening right. She blows her top, so I just told her she needs her own place, you know, where things will happen according to the standards she wants. Well, I told her, if you want to be fussy, you're going to have to be a one-man show. That's the way it is, you know. Either become more tolerant or else be prepared to do everything yourself for the rest of your life. Anyway, all right. The men, I guess, as the ladies know, the men have made the transition from doing lots of great vegetarian dishes into Bhagavad Gita's. Did you know that?
Yes.
I think the ladies were never big on the GVDs, right? You're always pure Shastra persons. It's only the men who got sentimental, right? Not as philosophic. So, what else can we comment on? Everyone seems to like door to door. That's quite interesting. Palasandra is also.
People are more comfortable in their homes. In the streets, they seem to feel shy if other people see them talking to a Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes door to door. Oh, you don't. You do. What do you do? The street?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever you do, just go on there. Do your thing, whatever it is. However you distribute all those books, just increase. They think, oh, what a nice, innocent girl. She would never mislead us. You are misleading them, though. You're misleading them away from Maya to Krishna. They only see the material energy, so they think what you're giving them is going to... They have no idea of anything outside the material energy. So you are misleading them. Anything that anybody wants to discuss?
The gate is now going up to 370 or 365. Is it possible to still do them for 5 or 6?
Mr. Accountant, what's the...
Well, you can do them, provided you don't mind getting a low profit margin on your weekly turn-in for what you run your expenses off. I mean, I don't care as long as we get $369 each for them, and we pay the honest BBT.
In other words, he's not running the finances of your ashram. He's just making sure the books get paid for. But the books, including shipping, cost about...
$369 each was up on the Gita. Was down to $2-something. Originally, I had the whole price schedule work, because at one point we were just distributing a whole smorgasbord of books. And I figured if we lost a little on some books and made it up with other books, that it would be all right in the long run. But we since stopped doing that kind of program. Now we major on one kind of book, and some kinds of books we never do at all. So I had to rewire my thinking, and I just made a straight percentage on each book. In and of itself, if we do only that book, or we do it...
Oh, I see. The other books were absorbing
the shipping costs. Now we're focusing on Bhagavad Gita, especially soft Bhagavad Gita, so we were making a loss there, and I was making it up with an extra gain on other books, but we since stopped doing any quantities of other books, so I had to re-change my entire thinking and rewire all the prices. And all the new price sheets are out now.
So if you do a Bhagavad Gita for 7, is that a great disadvantage? Does it mean that a lot of people don't take Bhagavad Gita's? I mean, we have to be realistic. I was just reading, the Prabhupada was saying that, in a sense, we do run our temples like our business, like a business. There has to be profit and loss. I mean, we're not fools, you know? So, I've always said, and those you may know, 2 years ago I said that the minimum price for a Gita should be 7.
I started at 10 and said definitely nothing lower than 7. And then due to the pop of the will of the masses, it went down a bit to 5. When I myself never say anything about that, but
also some devotees sell kinds of books that they make it up some way else, as long as their overall, weekly score is 50% of what they sell is profit, then somewhere along in that range it's all right. And I notice even that's starting to tip a little ways further down on the men side of things.
Well, these are things that you can tune up the men about, and the ladies, you can be on top of your profit margins. And these books are valuable. A book like Bhagavad Gita for $7 is a real gift. $7. Good meal. You're starting to do more Bhagavad Gita, Charlene? Well, the fact is, the books do cost money. Otherwise, you can, if you're having trouble, selling books for 7, there's always like Ishapanishad or something like that. You can, if they don't give enough, or something. You just have to make an adjustment depending on Krishna,
I find that I may not be selling the Bhagavad Gita at 7, but when I tally up, I find that for a day's book distribution, that it's double.
Well, of course, like I say, there are many paths. Everyone has their own path, as long as it makes sense. New Age Sankirtan. No. But the point is, you all, I find this approach is very good, especially from New Zealand, because, New Zealanders, they're very ingenious in their own way, Kiwis on their own as individuals are very expert in figuring out all sorts of unique ways of doing things. So I figure, why not make the Sankirtan like that? You're doing it a certain way, but at the end it comes out to be that 50% or it comes out half, BBT half, profit. Okay, however you do it. He was coming from Sydney and he was relying on the food for life line more, and so his results are coming out a certain way. So as long as it makes sense. When I say sense, that means financial sense. But we don't want to, Amiatma is also very convinced at this point, we don't want to cramp people's styles and say there's only one style of doing it. So, you're doing very nicely. Go on like that. Inspire others. Any other points of contention or questions? I was really anxious to see the nectar forms. I'm really drying up not hearing any Sankirtan stories. Let's see.
I've got one.
What?
I went to a house in Blockhouse Bay and it was this really old guy in Pasima.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a Bhagavad Gita and he was interested in being contacted again. Somebody old, practically dead.
How old?
He was about 83.
83?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he wants more books?
He did say more books, but he's going to be reading.
Oh, remind me. My dentist in Ponsonby, he asked me for some books. Yeah. I said, maybe. Yeah. That's the way I do it, Maybe. Well, I'll see if I can arrange somebody to come visit you. It may not be possible this week. Maybe. Then he asked me again. About those, was it Krishnamurti? No, not Krishnamurti. Krishna conscious books. I'd like to check some out. It could be good. So, okay, I'll get back to you. Didn't sell many books in Christchurch. It was very, because they had the Padayatra. So, let's see, Sunday feast, I sold 3 Gitas after lecture. I sold 3 Gitas and no sets. My first week without a set. anything else? I guess because I don't like doing door to door so much, you really get a chance to meet people, and that's good. So the next thing I'd like to work on, which
won't be all at once, but in the next few months, is perhaps Prasad distribution simultaneously, since you all like to do door-to-door, especially Lugzus. You're the one who made those.
I didn't actually. No,
who made
the system. Oh. Yeah,
give them the ride. Oh, okay. And they told me you made them. I was, wow.
Yeah,
Did you know how to do it?
Well,
they
didn't actually come out the way
I
the way you described them.
Mm-hmm.
So yours
was
a bit more
delicious. Well, they had, but also yours didn't have so many different kinds of dried fruit.
Sure, yeah, nuts and things.
Yeah, well, not so much nuts, but dried fruit is what really gives it. You know, you have dates, figs. Not the cheap raisins, but the golden kind of raisins, sultanas. That's what gives it all the different flavors. So, I'd like to think about that, because no doubt when you give somebody some kind, if it's not Lugloos, maybe, you can think of something else, Chandrasekhar, there's some kind of little treat that you can give them that will really make their mouth water, and that definitely makes the book distribution easier, and makes them want to see you again, too. They never forget things that are good for the tongue. The tongue is the most powerful sense. Dharma, Jiva, Tibhava, Moisadora, of all the senses of the tongue. That's what everybody's hooked on. Yeah. It was funny. They had kind of a World Holy Name Day at Christchurch Temple, so they had invited some Mormons and some other groups, and so after the Mormons, they had their choir sing something, and before they left, they were served some samosas with sauce on, and these guys have been playing it pretty straight the whole gathering, they weren't saying anything, and I think it was just kind of interfaith gatherings. Basically, I just told Jambavati, it's basically it's just a social gathering. Don't expect any deep spiritual significance and like that. And so, they made me speak at it. I told them I'm not too much into all this kind of stuff. It's not really my thing. I like distributing books. Into all this kind of stuff. But anyway, just to keep everybody happy, I said something. But in any case, after the Mormons, they were just sitting there through the Baha'is and this is and that. And I didn't stay for the whole thing. I just spoke and then left, But they told me, Kala Sumber told me, that as the Mormons, they're real straight with their suits on, and as they were leaving, they just said, we don't mind staying for even 2 hours of you guys chanting or whatever you're chanting, just as long as you get some prasad when it's finished. They said it like that. We don't mind even staying for 2 hours of you guys chanting, as long as we get some prasad. That was so funny. They'd had prasad before, I could never forget it. It was hilarious. So, anyway, I'm thinking, and maybe you all can help me think how we could integrate prasad distribution into this door-to-door program. I think it would be a very good example for the whole country. I tried to get you guys to do it in Christchurch, but for whatever reason, I know it would work wonders in the square. It would cause people to stop looking at you like, how many times do I have to see you guys here? Just a little bit of prasad distribution always does that. Mm-hmm. So I definitely want to start figuring out how to do that.
It's a bit of a last week when Stephen just left it. Like, they'd be not and I, and then you give them something, I didn't even talk to you today.
What did you give them?
I gave them some sweet balls, the condensed milk and coconut sweet.
Oh, they're Simply Wonderfuls. How do people generally like Simply Wonderfuls, huh?
Well, Simply Wonderful isn't what she just described.
Yeah.
It's a macaroon.
Oh, macaroon. They like macaroons, don't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's something for you to put into your computer and...
I'm
laying
down
the
administration.
I'm already in the administration. No, while you're... Easy to make.
I was working on a concept that I was doing for a while, which was I was sampling all around the health food stores. They have these little health food
stores. That's a good excuse.
Doing all my... perusal of varieties of different kinds, I thought, ones that have a lot of sesame seeds are the nicest ones, nuts and like that. And you can actually make something that's like a muesli, but it's heavier on sesame seeds and it's not cooked very much, and then you add golden syrup and it solidifies. You can make balls out of it. And it's quite nice. And it's not difficult to make, provided you follow a certain procedure.
Well, you have to make a prototype.
I can make some. I have actually made some before.
Okay.
You don't usually take them. Or whatever.
I remember the Harker's group used to sell sweet leaves. It was milk powder and honey and things.
That is simply wonderful.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that was my only thing as a child and giving them this. And it's easy to write them. They sold them in the shops. So they were just famous. People still ask about them. So.
Simply wonderful is fairly easy to make. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit fragile.
Mm-hmm. All right, we need all the ideas we can get on that. Any more ideas on what kind of prasad we could distribute? The roadie's like, which reminds you, I have some burpee. Maha burpee.
Oh, yeah,
this is really easy to squish. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the idea.
You like the idea of distributing what?
Something that's around the house
one. Yeah, I would think so too. I mean, I don't know. Is it just my imagination?
That was why I was thinking in that direction.
Is it just my imagination that people are becoming more and more health conscious?
Mm-hmm. The things where you are, I find some people don't like taking things that's healthy.
But they want to take anything, probably.
Well, not like a book, but it's not healthy, it's in case.
Okay, so I guess you have to have different kinds of prasad for all the different approaches here. Everyone's got their own path. You've got the Simply Wonderful, the sesame balls, burpee.
Looks like the air is really big.
Just like with books, this is my convinced the books are really good, reading 2 years to get the books, that people take the same thing. And they're writing, well, this is really special prasad, if they take it and they're going to benefit, then you're probably
good. Point. All right. Then it has, once you figure out what kind of prasad it will be, then it's a simple thing to get some plastic bags, print up a label that makes everybody feel secure, you know. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking we already researched to that point. We've got to be careful what kind of plastic bags you get, because I bought some plastic bags and the devotees were telling me that those plastic bags that I got are kind of thought of as specimen bags, you know, so it has that unfortunate connotation. I would never think of it that way, but it's even more than specimen bags. You got to use kind of a bag that doesn't have that connotation.
Thank you for that information.
Right.
Everyone's taking care of their vehicles? Yes, yes, yes. Everyone knows how to check oil and check water and check fluids and all that kind of stuff? Yes, yes, yes. All right. Any other points? Well, I'm really looking forward to reading the nectar forms. And looking forward to developing prasad that we can distribute. And about steps, you say you're seeing somebody next week. Do you,
this week,
how do you first present it to them? You have one of these brochures or something?
No, I was just telling you.
Do we have any, anything Carrie could use?
We had those that we got from the temple. We don't have that many of them, and they're limited there. It's a broadside that the BBT put out at one point. It explains not only the set, the Bhagavatam set, but also Chaitanya Charitamrita as well.
Right. So how many of those broadsides do we have?
I don't know.
Well, then Carrie should definitely be equipped with one. Anybody who wants one should be equipped with one. I'd like one, too.
I had one. I left it up there.
I was thinking it might not be the best thing right now to just pass them out willy-nilly like we have been, as if they were just any kind of broadside, because once we run out...
No, I wasn't thinking of passing them out.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the men are doing this right now. They're passing them. A lot of people are getting them.
No.
Okay. Maybe I was mistaken. I was thinking that there were a lot of them were going out there. So
all right, so you should get one of these things and use it. I also like one. To travel with. So please fill out the nectar forms as we can all keep it in contact with these great happenings. And prasad is the next thing. I think that'll be very good.
product?
Yes?
I was wondering if I could do full-time books.
You can do full-time books.
Right.
I never discourage anyone who wants to do book distribution, but I don't know the practicalities, the detailed practicalities of your life. So you work that out with Param Satya. But the more books, the better. I was reading in the 10th canto where Prabhupada says in one purport that the basic activity of the Krishna consciousness movement is distributing books. I should get this purport out, have it printed up. It is the basic activity. Now, the point I always make is how you distribute the books. There's no prescribed method. It has to be done on the street. It has to be this way. It has to be that way. I just say books have to be distributed. Now, however you guys, whatever ways you can think of how to get the books out, fine with me. If you can find better ways in the street, all glory. You know, we want to be open to any kind of method. And in that way, we'll find out the most effective methods. So I notice sometimes devotees, they hear, you know, book distribution is the basic activity of our society, and they only think of the streets. No, why should, it's not that a book distribution of Prabhupada's books has to be in the streets. There was something devotees found to work to varying degrees in different places, and so it just turned out to be the way most people do it, but it doesn't have to be the only way. And in fact, as soon as someone comes up with a better way, everybody will do it that way. So don't be, just don't think that it has to be the streets, or it has to be this, or it has to be that. Be open for Krishna's inspiration and intelligence. And I think it's very good that you're able to invite people to come to Bhagavad Gita class at the loft. That's very nice. They can learn about the books in a kind of atmosphere that they don't feel so, it's not too exotic for them. Because as Emma was saying, yes, for a lot of people it is difficult to immediately just plunge right in, as you said, full on. That's true. I just gave you a bit of a hard time at first, but it's, keep you honest, make sure you're not getting out there. But anyway, it's true. We need all different kinds of approaches. All right. Thank you all very much for allowing me to become enlivened by your association. I need it my first week without a set in a month. Good try. Not even any books yesterday, because right after the lecture at Christ Church they had bathing at the Jagannath Deity, so you know, ruined my book sales. Of course all the guests got to bathe toward Jagannath.
No, this man's type is interested in the fish.
No, I wouldn't.
That's kind of a real, intelligent sort of guy.
Well, that's just a type for you to deal with.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Go ahead, go for it. Have you read the book about shooting sets? It has some points that could help. A lot of it, it comes from Australia. A lot of it, even the devotees who were doing it at the time say, they say it's a bit too heavy or it's a bit too professional-like. But you probably get some good points out of it. But, you know, the main thing is not technique. The first thing is sincerity. Technique is maybe the third thing. First, sincerity and enthusiasm. And don't think that the amount of money you're asking for a set of bhagavatams is a lot. It's not. Especially if they're working, it's not a lot of money. He's rich.
Yeah.
So he should get the, Chaitanya Charitamritas have just come out now. You didn't order any, did you?
You
get those on. Anyway.
Yeah, I just ordered $13,000 worth of books.
All right. Thank you all very much. All glories to the Prabhupada. All glories to your efforts.